WAER is catching up with businesses during the COVID-19 pandemic to see how they're coping with the challenging times. In part two, we're looking at businesses on the SU Hill that are taking a significant hit without thousands of college students around. Jerry Dellis is the president of the Krause Marshall Business Improvement District. He says business was strong about 2 weeks ago, but he closed last week.
I think when the order came out that the doctors and nurses were not supposed to leave the hospital, that really kind of put an end to it.
Dellis owns the Varsity and Fagans. He finally closed after some of his 50 or so employees expressed concerns that they might become infected through interactions with customers. Dellis advised them to apply for unemployment and now fully anticipates other losses.
We're going to lose a lot of product that we're not selling that we've had. You know, it's going to be an upward climb for sure for everybody, but I really think, you know, we're going to get through it. America's strong that way. You know, we can be down and out, but we'll get through it.
We found that some food businesses are still open on the SU Hill. But Cafe Cubal's CEO, Matt Goddard, tells us in a statement that it wasn't worth it to remain open at this time. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.